Have expressed concerns over job and business creation at KCM. Fruits and Vegetables Association of Zambia has attributed the current increased prices of tomatoes to short of supply on the market. In international news, UN experts say more Ugandan soldiers have poured into Congolese territory. In sports news, Power Dynamos have reinforced their squad with 5 new players ahead of the new season.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Despite Vindatan's increased copper production and financial commitments at Konkola Copper Mines, KCM, youth leaders on the Copper Belt, represented by Humphrey Kabwe of the Patriotic Front, Tonsi Alliance, criticized President Hakainde Hichilema and Vindata for failing to deliver on promises of job creation and business opportunities. Mr. Kabwe questions the status of the $1 billion US dollars investment and paid local contractors and the lack of visible community projects funded by KCM's wealth. He has since urged young people in Chingola and Chilabombwe to speak out and demand their rightful benefits from the region's mineral resources.
As youth on the Copper Belt, would like to sympathize with the young people on the Copper Belt who have remained unemployed despite the return of Vandata at KCM. When President Hakainde Hichilema gave back KCM to Vandata, he promised massive job and business opportunity to young people. But surprisingly today, over a year down the line, nothing has happened despite Vandata producing copper and making money. As youth on the Copper Belt, would like to challenge President Hakainde Hichilema to tell the nation why Vandata has failed to create jobs and business opportunity despite copper production. Where is the $1 billion USA dollars investment Vandata promised? Why are local contractors and suppliers not fully paid? Tell the nation any community project done by Vandata through KCM worth $250 million according to their pledge.
Mansawombe District Health Director Dr. Abraham Wupi has announced that the district has not recorded any maternal deaths in the first quarter of 2025. Dr. Wupi attributed this achievement to infrastructure development, including the maternity annex at Kapesa and the presence of the flying doctors at Inganga Ilonda Level 1 Hospital. He said the flying doctors have been instrumental in conducting successful operations on complicated maternal cases and their swift response in organizing specialists from across the country for surgical camps has greatly contributed to bringing health services closer to communities. Dr. Wupe further revealed that the district's two major hospitals, Mbereshi District Hospital and Inganga Vilonda Hospital, have standardized their modern infrastructure with two operating sites that have improved access to healthcare services. He added that the district has conducted 3 successful outreaches with the flying doctors team this year, which has further enhanced healthcare delivery. Dr. Wupe noted that the district has seen a remarkable improvement in staffing, with 61 newly recruited staff members and all 13 facilities in the district, which are now manned by qualified personnel. Meanwhile, Zambia Flying Doctors Chief Medical Officer at Inganga Bilonda, Dr. Tindai Mwemba, attributed the 0 maternal deaths in the district in the impact of specialized medical services. Dr. Mwemba noted that the Inanga Bilonda Hospital serves as a referral center for the district and neighboring districts, reducing referrals outside the district while enabling the hospital to effectively manage maternal cases. She said the achievement of zero maternal deaths in the first quarter is a testament to the quality healthcare services being provided in Mwanza-Wombe district. Fruit and Vegetables Association of Zambia President Bernard Sagnyongana has attributed the current increased prices of tomatoes to a short of supply on the market. The prices of tomatoes for the past few weeks have proven to be higher compared to the other vegetables and fruits in the country, raising concerns among consumers. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Bernard said currently the country does not import the commodity but produce locally, which has contributed to the short supply. He said normally the short supply triggers the prices to go up because there is no coordination among the farmers to set an agreed time to harvest the commodity. He however added that other vegetables such as onion, potatoes have dropped in prices and likely to drop more following the performance of the kwacha.
If you look at the imported products like apples, potatoes, onions, the price has dropped. Of course, obvious reasons that the exchange rate dollar now and the prices have gone down, like for diesel, they come down. And this is why you've seen the price dropping on the potatoes, whether imported or locally, the prices have come down. When it comes to tomato, you know, tomato we do not import. Currently, Zambia, we do not import tomato. We just get from our local farmers and our production locally. So, and normally when you look at the price for tomato, the cause has been probably the short supply on the market. Not necessarily that they've increased the price, but the short supply, normally it triggers to the prices going up. Normally there's no coordination between the farmers. You know, who is starting harvesting next month, who is harvesting when.
This year's Kulamba traditional ceremony of the Chewa people of Zambia, Malawi and Mozambique will take place on the 30th of August 2025 at Mkaika in Katete. In order to ensure hosting of a successful ceremony, several fundraising activities have been lined up, including the holding of a fundraising dinner dance on the 26th of July 2025 in Lusaka. Chewa Heritage Foundation National Fundraising Committee Chairperson Ruben Kamanga says this year's ceremony is expected to attract a huge number of people, and as such, the organizing committee has been working behind the scenes to ensure a successful ceremony is held. Mr. Kamanga has urged the corporate world to come forward and support one of Zambia's most entertaining and biggest ceremonies by making financial and material contributions towards the ceremony. In international news, more Ugandan soldiers have poured into Congolese territory under the pretext of fighting armed groups without Kinshasa's authorization. As many as 1,000 troops have deployed in Bunia, as well as the Mahagi and Jugu territories in Ituri province, according to UN experts. Ugandan authorities say the deployment is meant to tackle the threat posed by Kodeko, an armed group operating in Ituri. Kodeko fighters have been accused of carrying out attacks on Lake Albert, where some of the Ugandans' oil installations are located. But UN experts argue that the actual motivation is to secure vital economic interests, especially the gold and timber trade. In 2021, Kinshasa approved Kampala's deployment of forces in the Beni territory to fight Islamic State-linked ADF rebels. The mandate of Uganda's forces have been extended since. It is not known how many men Kampala has sent to the DRC. Still in international news, Kenyan President William Ruto says he is building a church at the presidential residence in Nairobi that he will pay for himself, and says he has nothing to apologize for. That statement alone has angered Kenyans, already frustrated with his style of leadership and what they regard as the entanglement of the state and the church. The BBC has asked the government for comment. It is not clear who Ruto was referring to as the devil in his comments at State House, but he says nothing will stop the project from going ahead. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.